Hi friends, Professor Ashish Hathi. I am covering subject of marketing management. This is chapter 7 on pricing decision in the marketing. Another P of 4 P's of marketing, that is product, and now we are studying pricing. We have a learning objective set for ourselves, which we need to understand what is price and pricing, etc. The entire role, objective and challenge in pricing, different strategies. Then there's a concept of elasticity of demand vis-a-vis the price. Understanding the pricing at institutional, government level and in service marketing. With this objective, we move forward to understand what is pricing. Pricing is of course a strategic element of marketing mix, because it is not that people buy goods based on price, but people buy goods based on the value. So we have understood the concept of customer value. Now how much value you are able to provide and how much value you are able to extract from the market, that decides your pricing and that makes you profitable. A pricing strategy considers segments, and we know that you have a segment in mind, ability of the segment to pay, the market condition prevailing currently, what all competition is doing with that, the trade channel and the challenges with the trade channel in terms of keeping them happy and them pushing your products, your input cost and those factors. So it's a very complex subject which we need to understand in a very simple way. Pricing is a method of determining the value that you can extract in exchange of the goods or service that you provide. The primary objective is to earn profit, and the same can be realized through the pricing methods. So we know that now after you provide a value, you need to extract. So that is what the pricing is all about, how much you are able to extract the value from the market and how you do that. There are pricing methods, so we are going to study them. So while setting the price of the product, certain things that you need to keep in mind, which is nature of the product and the service, perishable, long lasting, durables, etc., vis-a-vis fast moving or slow moving product category, what is the service, premium service, normal service, exclusive service, personalized service. So what is it that one need to really understand? Similarity of the product, this product vis-a-vis what are the similar products available in the market from competition, what are the substitutes available in the market, etc. Who's your target audience? That is very critical. How price sensitivity they are. So elasticity of demand comes into picture. The cost of production, how you are producing your goods. So what is the cost of your production? It is in line with industry, higher than industry. So then you will have a competitive disadvantage. And then external factor. We have studied what is environment and external factor. So these are the aspects that you need to consider while you start your journey of price fixing. What are the salient aspects of pricing? Let's understand that from the marketing perspective. Price is a subject of change and always on trial. So your price is never supposed to be not being questioned. So pricing is always on trial. And it's a subject of change which needs to change with time. Pricing of the product is something different from its price. So price is something versus pricing is something. So as I told you, when you add value to the product, then it depends on your ability to extract value from the market. So you add value, you are able to extract more than what you add value for. So you often see that you get this, but you top up with this, the price is this. So Domino's offers you pizza the moment you add cheese topping. For him, it may be just a matter of 5 rupees, but is he able to extract 5 rupees more from the market? No, he is able to extract much more. And so cheese topping, 20 rupees, he may be marginally adding a cost to that. So that's what, how much you are able to extract. Key to pricing is how you are able to build value in it. It covers all the aspects of market. So it depends on promotion, it depends on your place, etc. So it's a one factor which encompasses the other piece as well. Pricing may carry with it certain benefits to the customers. So pricing offers a benefit which a customer, as a customer, he enjoys paying that price. So like you pay more for getting certainly memberships, so you get more for getting a lounge access, etc. So this is what people pay for. So pricing also has that benefit associated with the customers. So having understood that, how pricing gets influenced, let's understand the factors which influence pricing. So characteristics of the product. So what is the characteristics that your product is? So which category does it come, and then the characteristics thereof. So you need to really understand how your product is going to functionally help your consumers. So that's what will determine the characteristics of your product vis-a-vis Yes, as I told you earlier, perishable, then probably you may have to vary your pricing depending on the stock in the market and the demand. But if it's a durable, maybe you can keep it same price for a longer duration. If you see a price movement not there in the market, later on you can decide whether you need to reduce or offer a promotion, etc. So that's a characteristic. Production cost, how much is the cost of production? Market is pushing you to make your price competitive, but your production input cost or maybe your inefficient production is keeping your production costs high. So then that's also a factor that will erode your profitability. As a result, you may have to keep it high. Objective of the firm, whether firm's objective is to enter market and penetrate, whether firm's objective is to skim the market initially and then gradually spread the wings into the other market. So what is it that you have set yourself? Whether higher growth, so you want to achieve now, say you have been achieving on average 10% growth. Now you want to achieve 20% growth. So then again, you may have to have your pricing tweaked to achieve that growth. Competitive situation, you may have many expectations, you may have many strategies, but all depends on what competition is going to do about it, yani, or what is competition currently doing. Demand for the product, whether there is a market overall there for the product or not. You may be growing, you may be like maturing, but if the market indicators are not good, then you have a challenge at a maturity and a decline stage. If at that stage even market shows a poor response, then there is a challenge, you know, whether it is worthwhile investing into extending the maturity and the decline stage or not, etc. Customer's behavior, and so as we said, customer buying behavior is the ultimate of marketer's challenge. So how customer behaves today in terms of offers, in terms of promotions, etc., in terms of brand preferences, choice, brand loyalty, etc. That's the challenge, and that you face, and that also impacts your market pricing. Government regulations. So far, various government regulations are there in place. Pharmaceutical, especially, say even in COVID, there were regulations that brought in PPE kit cannot be more than this, sanitizers and masks cannot be more than this price, etc. So many times government regulates your price, and if that is so, then that's also a challenge that influences your pricing. What is the role that the pricing play in any you know, organization? Marketing's viewpoint, yeah, and the pricing as a marketing subject is a responsibility is like marketing objective needs to be fulfilled, for which a certain level of volume needs to be achieved, for which and you must also get certain profitability achieved, etc. So from that perspective, it's a strategic tool available to the marketeers, and marketeers, somewhere you may be strong in market, somewhere your market is poor. I may have a good market share in western region, but I may not have a good market share in southern region. So that also decides. So it's a marketing view that one need to take, yani. So marketing has to play that role of understanding pricing and what all options thereof. Price in communicating quality. Many times price conveys quality. As I told you earlier, there is a pack of three deodorants available at rupees 100, available on bridges and railway and footpaths, etc., versus Boss 100 ml at 3,000 rupees. So that itself conveys that, you know, I am I buying tarnished jewelry than the other jewelry. So that brand and the price that I pay for conveys, yani, price of a car, yani, like Mercedes and other luxury car. It conveys a quality. So the price also is an element of a quality communication. Role of price in communicating value, you also convey value. Yeah. So when you are probably putting higher, but you are assuring customer of certain things, you are offering a value. So it conveys a value. Price in profit generation. So ultimately, your price is to generate profit. Profit generation, of course, no doubt is a factor of cost also, but overall, is your marketing pricing is able to generate requisite profit for the organization or not? So that's the role of a pricing. Let's have the understanding about the pricing objectives. There are various objectives, not that all of them are equally important, but we will quickly touch base upon survival. Yes, your survival is the first objective that your pricing must achieve for you. Survival not only for today, in the long run also. So today, if the marketing opportunity is available to you, you may scheme it so that overall, when you are in a decline stage or a maturity stage, that money that you have earned today can be utilized, or there is a emergency, or there is other challenges that come in front of you. In such era, you need to survive. So marketing objective, pricing objectives, one could be survival. Second is the maximum current profit. Yani, you want to maximize current profit. Yes, so that overall you sustain for a long term. maximize your market share, whether the objective is the share of market you need. So maybe in the southern region where you are not strong, you may have to tweak your pricing to get a more and more customer buying your product. Market skimming, you know that it's a unique product, nobody in India or nobody in the country offering, then you have opportunity to price what we call skimming, which is higher, much higher than what cost could be or what people visualize it to be. But people still pay for it. There are all those innovators and early adopters, they pay high for getting a new product first in their hands. Then the product and quality leadership. So pricing also establishes your quality leadership over a time. If you continue to maintain your price and still get the required volume, people look at it as that your quality must be really good. So these are some of the objectives that the pricing serves. Now we come to a very critical aspect, that is understanding the pricing strategies. So let's get on to understand the pricing strategies. There is a first approach, the base method. Please remember this base method. Don't get confused. Many times the question is asked, the competitive pricing strategy, wagera, people write about this. This is a base method. You have two base methods. One is a cost-based pricing and second is a competition-based pricing. I will explain you this. Cost-based pricing is a markup pricing. So you have a product and you know the product is costing, you have various products, right? You make say 100 products in your factory. You will decide that, I need certain amount on each product. That certain amount could be the value or the percentage. So whatever may be the cost of my product, I want 20% markup, or I want 20 rupees for my 100 rupees product. So now when your product is out and you know that this product is costing you 200 rupees, means you will have 200 plus rupees 40, because for every 100 rupees you have decided that you must earn 20. So if the product cost is 200, you will add 40 to it and you will declare your price to be 240. So that's a markup pricing, could be in value or could be percentage of your cost. Keystoning is nothing but it's like almost doubling the price of the cost of the product. So your product cost is 100, you will declare it as the price is 200 rupees. This is done just to cover various other expense, but for which you do not have a trail about, or you think that such products are not available in the market, people will still buy it, etc. It is different from skimming as such though, but it's like a keystoning. You just double it so that towards various other cost of the organization, this additional incremental amount can be adjusted. At the end, you will know your net profit. Profit maximization pricing. This profit maximization pricing is related to what we call marginal costing. Marginal costing is considered as cost that you pay for every additional price. Cost that you pay, or the cost for producing any incremental volume. So that's what considered as a marginal cost. So what is done, the moment you know the base cost, and then for every incremental volume thereof, you will only operate on a costing that marginal amount add to that. So objective is the profit maximization. You cover your cost and then you are just adding incremental revenue to your product's volume. As a result, you will be competitive in the market. You will therefore get more volume. Break-even pricing, I need to take you through the next slide, of course. And then target return pricing. Overall, you decide. Target return pricing could be for a period of 1 year or maybe for over a period of 3 years, etc. Wherein you think that the investment needs to be recovered. Probably high investment is not possible to recover in 1 year. So you decide that the investment needs to return in say 3 years. So then you spread this amount and you arrive at certain target earning on it. Accordingly, your price for the first year, second year, third year gets frozen. Challenge is there. In the second year, you may suddenly come up with a very strong competitive forces. You may not be able to then follow your planned targeting pricing, etc. But that's a target return pricing method. Now let's understand the break-even pricing a little better. There is a chart which is in front of you. If you see that, whatever volume that you sell, you get a total revenue. Attached to that, there is a cost, which is a total cost. Now the cost is a two component. Fixed cost, irrespective of whether you produce or not produce. You produce 1 unit, produce 10,000 unit, or you produce 1 lakh unit. Cost of your plant rental and those things you still will have to pay. So that's a fixed cost. Variable cost is for every additional incremental volume, what amount you pay. So if you increase your production of 100 to 1000, electricity bill will be more. Cost of the people will be more. So this is known as, like, for every incremental increase you pay certain cost. So that's a variable cost. Now look at it, this together will give you the total cost. The point where total revenue starts exceeding the total cost, that is known as a break-even pricing. So that break-even pricing is assuring you that you will neither incur a loss nor you will make a profit. So many times the new product in a very competitive market, people introduce at a break-even pricing so that at least loss is not suffered, and depending on then the market movement, then you can get into increasing the price. So that's the concept of break-even pricing, friends. In the next slide also that concept is explained. How do you derive a break-even price? So there is a fixed cost, you know your total fixed cost, divided by the production volume. What is the production that you expect? Add to that the variable cost, for per unit variable cost. This will give you the fixed cost per volume, variable cost per volume will give you the break-even pricing. So that's how the break-even pricing is derived, friends. Second is the competition-based base method of pricing. I am again coming base method of pricing. Competition base is, it's all aligned to the competition. So what will be the market bear? Yani, what is my market is able to bear today? How much is the competition charging? Are customers paying for it? What are the retail locations and the price of the similar product in those locations? So you will have to study the retail market. What is the price of competitive products in that market? Then determine what your product is. If that product is lined same as the other product, or the product image is going to be better when you introduce, etc., that will set your ability to put your competitive base market. So if you feel that your image will be better in the market when it is introduced and people see it along with your competitive product, then you may charge higher. Yani, set prices based on that image perception. So as I said, if you feel that it is going to be different product, yani, so then you can do a premium pricing, specialty pricing, or store format used. Yani, so in the sense, you may go store by, yani, exclusive stores, branded stores, or you know, generalized stores, etc. So that way you can set your pricing. So that's a base method of competition based pricing, friends. So during the price planning process, your main focus should be lying in finding the right price point where you can maximize your revenue by getting highest unit sold, and that will ensure that your profit is also maximum. So that's the gist of base method of pricing that I have told you. That's how you go about. This is different from pricing strategy as such. So before we go to the market understanding pricing strategy, this aspect needs to be really understood. Pricing is always a dual factor. Price is never considered in as a standalone attribute. You always have price vis-a-vis quality in mind, or you have price vis-a-vis the demand, or you have price vis-a-vis the customer value. There can be another aspects also you can add. Each decides your pricing level and the strategy. So if it's a low price and low quality, you are me too. But if you are, like, you know, high price and high quality, people will pay you premium. Same is the case of demand. If there is a high demand and your product is high price, premium will be paid to you. Customer value, high value and high price symbolizes that your ability to pay premium price. Yani. So that's what this slide conveys you. So now we move on to understand the pricing strategies. Yani. That was the base level method that we understood, cost based and competition based. Now we come to understanding what all strategies available to you. So there are two levels, a core pricing strategy and derived pricing strategy. Core we will understand little more in detail. One is a premium pricing strategy. So you are charging much higher, yani, prices are charged higher than the competitor. How can you do that when you have a competitive real advantage, when product quality and product superiority is established, etc.? You have unique features which is not present in competition, etc. These are something which allows you to do a premium pricing. Premium pricing is generally not necessarily in the introduction stage, but it's like, you know, your continuous level period of time that you are able to keep charging higher price. That's what is the premium pricing is all about. Another one is the penetration pricing strategy. As I was earlier also mentioning you, my market share in South may be high, but my market share in say West is lower. So now what do I do in the Western region? So Western region, probably I use the penetration pricing. It is done to capture market share, or at an entry level. I am entering the market, new to market. I want to assure myself of getting the required volume. So then I do a lower level pricing. capturing, for capturing the market when you enter, etc. Compel switching, yani people are using particular brand at a particular price. You want them to try your product, etc. Or you want them to start buying your product instead of competition. These are all, or get more promotion, you know, get more customers during promotion and all. You resort to what you call a penetration pricing. It is generally lower. It may not be lower than the cost as such, but it's a lower level of pricing. Your margin is very thin. Economy pricing, very thin margin on which you operate. Yani. But it is done in a way that all accessories and unwarranted features are removed from the product. Yani. It's a very low cost approach for a very sensitive market. No frill, thin margin approach to market intended to increase the share. So Go Air, which came into the Indian aviation entered with the low cost airline this thing. They were not offering even food, you know, on air, etc. So that's a low cost and economy pricing. You get very simple base level of I remember during television war, to take the television to the rural area, many features were removed, yeah, and televisions were offered at a much lower price than what their counterpart in urban India were paying. Those guys were able to see the program, yeah, but then there were no other additional features which otherwise you probably were able to enjoy in city by paying that higher for that specific volume, you know, range of the product. Skimming pricing. This is generally an entry level pricing where you know that you have an innovative product, you have competition, this advantage is much higher. Ability of a competition to come in and, you know, hit you, it seems to be very less. In a short time, you expect you cover your investments, etc. These are some of the feature reasons why you get into what you call a skimming prices. Skimming prices may be even higher than the premium pricing level. It's like done that, you know, in a available short time, you get maximum revenue out of the product sale. Your volume may be less, but you still get a much higher revenue to offset your investment, to offset the threat of competition entry, etc. So that's a skimming pricing.